Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make. Hey, welcome back. This is Dr. Heidi, and you're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic. Rid your life of toxic people. So here I am, and here you are. Thank you for listening. I have been getting messages on when the next podcast was going to be up, and I apologize for it taking a few minutes. What's going on in the world has got my business, sadly, very, very busy. I know that if you're listening to me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, people working from home, schedules are changing, kids are home, times are stressful, money is short. There's a lot of things that are going to add to the increase of the intensity of toxic relationships. So I have been very, very busy. A couple of announcements. Obviously, today was supposed to be the first day of the It's Not Normal, It's Toxic National Conference. Obviously, that has been postponed. And we have not decided on a date yet. However, it probably is going to be late summer, early autumn. We had thought about trying to reschedule it in June, but we would hate to reschedule it and then have to reschedule it again. So as soon as we know the new dates for the It's Not Normal, It's Toxic conference that has been postponed from this weekend to after this crisis settles down a little bit, we will let you know. Obviously there is still tickets available, and I'm just using this time to just make it better for you. I do believe that the page is still up on the website and you can still register for it. I recommend waiting a week or two so you know exactly what the dates are. We're going to decide on those probably here shortly. I am, however, now offering some online classes, because it has been canceled and people have a little more time in front of their computers as opposed to working nonstop, then I'm going to offer some online classes. The first one is up and the link is open to register for it. It's called Are They Toxic or Not? And this is a class that's going to kind of focus on the effects that the toxic relationships have on you. So if you've been questioning if you've been in a situation that's toxic, rather than focusing on the toxic person, let's talk about how the possibility is that a toxic person and their traits, or toxic people and their traits, have been affecting your life. Because sometimes we stand here and we look directly at the people that we think may or may not be toxic, and we want to know everything about them and understand them. Or sometimes when we just look at the effects they're having on us, it's very clear that yes, they're unhealthy for us. So that class is coming up next Tuesday, March 31st. It's going to be online at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. And the link is in the events in the Coaching with Dr. Heidi Facebook page. And I believe the link went out to the email list yesterday also. That's a $29 class. Very, very worth it. It will probably be about an hour and a half. I have allowed time for questions within that class. So if you've been looking for a little more information on top of the podcast and on top of the support group, I would recommend registering for that class. The support group. If you are in a quarantine or lockdown situation, I strongly suggest, with your toxic people or in a high stress situation, I strongly suggest getting in the Facebook group. It's called Strength Within. If you're not already in that, that is a private support group, which means people can search it and see the title, but they can't see who's in it and they can't see what is posted in it. Also, everything that is posted in it cannot be shared outside of there. So it's a very safe environment for you to communicate with people who have been going through and are going through the same thing that you are right now. Again, it's called Strength Within. You'll have to search Strength Within, ask to join, and then there is a couple questions that need to be answered. Don't worry about answering those questions or how you answer them. I myself am the only one that sees the answer to those, and the only reason I have those is for the safety of the other people in the group. Remember, if you invite people to the group, they have to answer the questions as well. I usually let the invitation sit there for about 48 hours, and if they haven't responded, I do delete the invitation. So remind them that they have to answer the questions if you've invited them to the group. The other thing I am offering in this time of crisis, which has had me very, very busy, I am offering one-on-one sessions at a discounted price. So if you haven't taken the toxicity profile analysis that's on the website, I encourage you to do that. The toxicity profile analysis is a series of questions that will give you a mild, moderate, or severely affected by the toxic traits of others. The results that come into me are completely different. The results I get, each one of the questions correlates to one of the 21 character traits that I teach in my programs. So when I get the results, I can see exactly what type of personality you're dealing with. If you get the results of your TPA and you want a better breakdown of it, you can schedule a private session with me and use the code 25OFF for $25 off. I'm doing a few discounts on things at this time because of what everybody is going through. If you have not taken the TPA or you are struggling and you just want to do an individual session because you have questions or you just have some concerns or you just need permission to let somebody go or to step out of somebody's life, I have a lot of people doing that right now just because they're having a little bit more time to focus on themselves. That's done through the same link. You can use the same coupon code. Sometimes I do ask you to go back and take the TPA just so that I have a better understanding before I get on the phone exactly what type of people we're going to be talking about. So I would encourage that. And again, one-on-one sessions. If there's not something that's to schedule available, you can ask myself through one of the websites or through one of the Facebook pages if I can find a different spot. And usually we can work people in, but it's not too hard to get on my schedule right now, but my days are long because I'm on the phone a lot. So again, I'm hoping everybody is staying well. I'm hoping everybody's washing their hands. I'm hoping everybody's been able to find toilet paper. I got up this morning to run to the local convenience store because they said the truck was coming and they didn't have eggs and they didn't have toilet paper. So I missed out on that. Although my husband and I are empty nested, so we're the only two in the house. Well, we've got dogs in the house with us right now because they're spoiled. But I haven't had anything that I've needed that I haven't been able to find. So far I've been doing okay. And so far my schedule itself has not changed. Chiropractors are still allowed to see patients where I am living. So my schedule is 2 days a week in the office still and 3 days a week here. But my days are long, as I'm sure many of yours are. Running out of Netflix things to watch, running out of wine, running out of whiskey, all of that kind of thing. No, I'm just joking. Don't forget to drink your water also. Just from a healthcare practitioner standpoint, I do have an immune system supplement package that I am selling via the chiropractic office. So if you're interested in something like that, it's a discount. I can have it shipped straight to your house so that you don't have to go out and get it. But you can email me through Facebook, and that's a vitamin C. A vitamin D is very, very important in immune and a probiotic because your digestive system is the first place where a lot of bacteria and stuff gets in. So boosting your keeping your digestive system clean is going to boost your immune system. The one recommendation that I have, again, everybody's getting information on the virus, is keep fluids going down your throat. What I've heard is that it houses itself for a certain amount of time in the throat. So if you can keep fluids going down your throat, you can pass it into your stomach, which then it bypasses the lungs. So I've been drinking more hot water than I can even imagine the last few days, but that's good for you anyway. So keep your hand sanitizer and keep your hands washed and keep the fluids going. And I'm wishing everyone well through this crisis that we're having. Use it to your advantage. Use it to learn more about you. Use it to learn more about your relationships. Use it to grow yourself stronger and use it to make yourself better. I tend to be a pretty positive person, so I know my situation compared to some of you's probably isn't quite as detrimental, but try to stay positive in it because you let yourself fall into that negative mindset and it will be a long month, okay? The topic I want to talk about today, I have had several clients ask me to talk about this. And up to this, sorry, I have a little something in my throat. I better drink my water. I've had several clients ask me to talk about this, and I think I've always had a thought in my head that yes, I was going to talk about it, but then some other topic always came up and I didn't. But just this last week, I had a couple more people say, "Hey, can you talk about this?" And in some of my individual sessions this week, people would say, "Can I ask you a question?" And they would say, "What is it that makes it that I just can't leave? Why can't I just walk away?" You would think it would be so easy to just walk away from a person who doesn't treat you right and who makes you sad and who makes you cry. Why is it so hard to walk away? So I'm going to talk a little bit about a term that we call trauma bonding. Okay, if you've been listening to me, you know I'm not a super huge fan of terms and we avoid diagnoses because I like to just lay it out there in an understandable way without getting it all clouded with different personality disorders. So, trauma bonding. The trauma bond or bonding in itself, the word bonding in itself is a state of being closely attached to a kind friend or family member. Okay, that makes sense. We all talk about bonding time, right? We bond with the people that we're close to. So, trauma bonding, on the other hand, is the state of being closely attached not to a kind friend or family member, but to an abusive or unkind one. And that can be mental, that can be emotional, or that can be physically abusive. Many of you know what I mean when I say, or when people ask me, I feel like I'm stuck or I feel like I'm in prison. Okay. When you're held captive, for lack of a better term, whether it's emotionally or physically, by another person, people grow feelings of trust for the very person who is hurting them, or the very person who is abusing them, or the very person who is being mean to them. The feelings in the beginning of the relationship are going to feel like love and care and trust, because that's how a toxic person works. They throw these feelings or make-believe feelings, fake feelings, cloudy feelings out there in the beginning that represent trust, care, and love. But as the relationship moves forward, the feelings slowly evaporate over time as this emotional or mental controller take over and change the dynamic of the relationship. Okay. We who are in the relationship, we feel the change. We sense it. We know it's there, but we don't know why it's happening. So, because we sense it, the toxic person does not seem to sense it. We don't say much about it, or if we do and get shot down, we figure out that it must be something that we're doing wrong. So we have to fix it so we can bring back the love and the trust and the caring feelings that were there in the beginning. So to people who step into this facade type of relationship at the beginning, it's very confusing because all of a sudden there's a change and you feel it and you see it and you know it, but you can't put your finger on why the change happened. So the toxic person is going to claim that they haven't changed at all. Okay, if they claim that they haven't changed and the dynamic of the relationship has changed, you must have changed, correct? So it's very confusing because inside you don't feel like you changed, but if they didn't change and you feel it changing, you must have changed. So you spend the next several months, sometimes years, trying to get back that feeling of love and trust and caring. What it does is it leaves us scrambling around to do better, to be enough, to do enough, right? To bring that feeling back. And as you know, toxic people need control, power, attention, and admiration. And while you're scrambling around to do better, to be enough, to do enough, where is your attention? You're scrambling around to do enough, be enough for the toxic person, which means your attention is on them. In the meantime, everything you're doing is for them, so they're also in control. Now, for those of you who are able to break free and leave or walk out or cut people out or change the dynamic. All the toxic person has to do is go back to that love, trust, and caring phase, and it will pull you right back in. Because it for an immediate second, you feel like you must have fixed it. You must have figured it out, because now they're accepting you and that person from the beginning is back. The truth is, if they come back, they're not coming back to stay. They're only coming back with the love, care, and trust persona until you are sucked back into the relationship so it can go back to where you are giving them your 100% attention and they are 100% in control. So really, that person from the beginning of the relationship is not coming back at all. They might poke their head in every once in a while when they feel the loss of control, but they're not coming back because, in truth, they were never there to begin with. And I know this is hurtful and this is hard to accept and it's hard to believe. But you also have to remember it is not your fault that that's not them. It is not, you are not the one that changed. You didn't disappoint anybody. You didn't do anything to cause them to fall out of, quote, love with you. They changed with every intention of holding you captive by using this precise strategy. And they use it with every subsequent relationship in their life. Their game is the same. They don't change their playbook. So I'm going to repeat the last thing I said, if I can remember exactly how I said it, but they changed with every intention of holding you captive using this precise strategy of what textbooks like to call trauma bonding. And oh my goodness, when I was reading some stuff on this trauma bonding, I know exactly what that feels like. So if you guys are relating to what I'm saying, I know exactly what you feel like. And I know exactly what it feels like when that love, trust, and caring person comes back and you step back in only to find out it's exactly the same as it always was. I remember how devastating it was to wake up and there you were back in the same place feeling like you'd been tricked again. And clients ask me this all the time. In fact, I think I had 3 ask me this week in private sessions. What makes me stay? What makes me too scared to leave? What makes me go back? How come I continue to allow this treatment? Why is it that I could walk away from anybody that treats me badly except this one person? You know, everybody's situation that's listening right now is different. So I can never say this is it, this is how it is, but I can say all toxic people operate very much the same, which is why it is getting easier and easier for you to predict their behavior the longer and longer you're in it. Everyone's situation is different. Everyone's dynamic is different. Everyone's relationship is different. I know all of you listening, you're listening, not all of you are listening because of an intimate partner. Some of you are listening to this because of family members. Some are listening because of people that are in your friend circle or in your social circle. Some of you are listening to this podcast because you go to work every day with people that are unhealthy for your well-being. But it's the same exact thing, whether they're holding you captive at home, holding you captive at work, it works the same way. They pretend they're caring, loving, and trusting until you're sucked in, and then they make you believe that you're the one that has changed, so you have to fix it, which keeps you stuck in that endless cycle of reaching approval and acceptance. So why can't you leave? Why can't you walk away? Well, I want to give you a few of my thoughts on this. Again, I'm sure if you read it, Psychology Today and all the big books have their own names for all of this. But Dr. Heidi likes to put it in perspective and make it very, very easy for you to understand. So I'm just going to lay it out there in what I think is my opinion on why we stay in situations that are unhealthy for us. And I'm just going to list 3 or 4 of them, and there is probably 1,000. But the basis is the same, regardless of what type of relationship it is. I talked about this a little bit already, but They put you on a treadmill of thinking that you're going to get it. If you just keep working, if you just keep trying, if you just keep fixing things and tweaking things and giving up the things that aren't, that are taking up too much of your time, and you keep your focus on them, they've got you tricked into believing that at some point they're going to accept you and you're going to be good enough and that relationship is going to be perfect. And that is a trap, because what it does is it puts you on the treadmill of approval. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to do better. I'm going to be better. I'm going to make it so that I am everything that they are telling me that I'm not. Because as soon as I get there, everything in my world is going to be fixed. If we would just try a little harder. I felt like that was my life motto. Try a little harder. If you just try a little harder. And then I would try and I would get the, you're not even trying. And how defeating is that when you've tried everything you can try and you get the, you're not even trying. I'm the only one trying. Okay, that immediately makes you work even harder. You have to prove to these people that you're trying and that you can do it and that you are worthy and that you are enough. They have no intention of ever letting you feel like you're enough. They love watching you strive for approval. That keeps them in a power and control situation. You will never reach their acceptance. You will never reach their approval, at least at the point that you can maintain it. You might get it for a minute, but the next day they'll take it away. You will never maintain the approval for an extended period of time. Another reason why I feel like we can't walk away is they like to make us feel like we are losing something we will never find again. I've treated you way better than anybody else. You know, they love us way more. They've done so much for us. We should be grateful because, you know, their last group of friends, they didn't even treat this well. They want you to feel like if you walk away, they're going to walk into something that is so much better. And the next person, they're going to approve of. And then you're going to be stuck there by yourself, never reaching approval and all alone. So they put this picture in our head that if we don't keep trying, they're going to go find somebody who's perfect and then they're going to be happy and you're going to sit by yourself and be devastated. That too is a strategy to keep your focus on them. So by making you feel like you are losing the best thing you ever had, makes it very difficult for you to walk away. Another reason I feel like we don't or can't just walk away is we get, and there's an entire podcast on this, we get letting go and giving up intertwined with each other. It's very, very difficult for us to give up. Why? Because we've been working so hard and we've been investing so much energy and investing so much of our emotion and we've been doing this and we've been doing that and we've wasted all these years, or we've wasted this money, or it's finally the job that I want, or, you know, this is the social circle I need to be in for X, Y, and Z, and we've put all this energy into it. So we feel like if we just walk away, we're giving up and they're winning. Okay, do you realize that you don't really have that much control over the things that come into your life? You have almost 100% control on the things you let go of. So you can hang on as tight as you want to certain things and never, ever be able to hold them. But being able to let go of the things that no longer serve you, now that is in your control. But in our heads, toxic people make us feel like we are giving up and that we're weak. But if you look at it from a different perspective, walking away is letting go of the things that no longer serve you. But they make us feel like we're giving up on something that we should be able to accomplish. So don't get letting go mixed up with giving up, because that's another reason why you can't just walk away. And if you've listened to this podcast or you've been on the phone with me or you've been in one of my seminars or workshops, you've probably heard me say, why don't we walk away? Because it is human nature to gravitate towards what is familiar. It is way easier to stay in what's familiar, no matter how bad it is, than to step over your fear into something that you don't know. You know, all the what ifs. Well, what if I don't make it? Well, what if I'm by myself for the rest of my life? What if I never meet anybody else? What if they were right about everything and I am this, 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 and this, just like they said? What if, what if, what if? So it's just easier for me to stay here because even though it's really, really bad and I know I'm being emotionally controlled and I know that I have no time for myself and I know that my life is totally consumed by somebody else, but at least I know what to expect. It's easier for us to be in a place that we know what to expect than for us to be in a place that we don't know what to expect. So it's much easier for you to go back or stay in something that's familiar, even though it's not healthy for you. And that's where my word for 2019 came in. Courage, the heart to act in spite of fear. The minute you find the courage to step into your fear and step over it and not be so scared of the what ifs, that's when you're going to start feeling your freedom. And when you look back, you'll go, I can't believe I didn't just walk away months ago, years ago, decades ago, because I was actually being held captive by somebody who really had no control over me. They just made me feel like I didn't have a choice. You have the free will. You have the permission to leave. Why don't you? Because they've got you tricked into thinking, A, the good one is coming back. B, you're never going to make it. C, they're going to move on and be happy and you're never going to make it. You're going to lose something that was very, very good. And walking into something that's unfamiliar is scary. If I hear one thing from people, what their biggest fear is, being alone. Okay, I'm sorry, being alone and happy is a lot better than being alone and miserable. Because alone and lonely, I probably should have said being lonely and happy is much better than being alone and unhappy. Because when you're in a toxic relationship, you're alone even though there's people around. And when you're by yourself and happy, you won't even realize, you'll realize you're alone. That's only being one person. Lonely? You won't be lonely. You might be alone, but you won't be lonely. And you might be alone, but you'll be happy. Right now you're lonely and unhappy. I hope you could follow that. That was a lot of L words. Anyway, as far as the trauma bonding goes, why can't you just walk away? It's because they put into our heads that we can fix this relationship. And if we just try harder, someday it's going to be perfect. And I'm here to tell you, that's a trick every single one of them uses. So if you're struggling with not being able to walk away, really sit down and think about the four things that I listed. Is it one of those four things that's keeping you in a situation that's unhealthy for you? And do some research on this type of stuff. If you have questions, I love getting listeners' questions. And I love getting situations. And I love having people post in the Strength Within group about their situation. And I do this a lot. They'll post about a situation. And almost always I have a podcast that I've already done that correlates with it very well, and I can send them that exact podcast. And usually, it doesn't answer all the questions, but it does get you thinking and questioning a few things that you may not have seen from that perspective before. So if you're one of the clients this week that asked me, why can't I just walk away? I really hope this helps. The only thing I didn't mention in the why can't I just walk away is the kids card. People will stay a very long time thinking that staying together is good for their kids. You will leave when you're ready to leave, so trust yourself. But seeing a healthy, happy parent to the kids is way more important than seeing a dysfunctional, unhappy, controlled, powerless parent. Again, everybody's choices have to be their own in the situation with kids. But speaking from experience, and speaking from seeing many of my clients stay because of kids, and then when they do get out, say, I wish I would have left so much earlier because my kids are doing so much better being able to see me happy and see me healthy. So if you have questions on why you can't just walk away, message me in through my Facebook page or my Instagram account, which are Coaching with Dr. Heidi. Again, I'm taking one-on-one sessions while we're all at home working. We're all in this together, so I don't want anybody to feel defeated. I know many of you are in tough situations, so get in the support group and take the classes if you can and continue to listen to the podcasts, and I will be everywhere that I can possibly be.